Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 106.
The House will come to order. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Butler. We'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Downtown Wilmington is a special place, and if you walk the streets of downtown Wilmington in the Ashes Garden of St. James Episcopal Parish, you will find the words of St. Francis. Lord, make us an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us bring love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Make us an instrument of your peace. Where there is despair, let us bring hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Please grant that I should seek not so much to be consoled as to console, not to be understood but to understand, not to be loved but rather to love. Make us an instrument of your peace, for it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving that we receive, and in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 9th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for August 9th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Enroll the clerk reports the following bills duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 150. An act to amend the charter of the city of Morgan to clarify the time period of filing vacancies in the office of mayor and to provide that the city manager shall appoint the clerk. To update fines for certain voting violations of Lake James and provide that elections of the town of Hildebrand should be held in even number years. To authorize the town of Weldon to dispose of certain property in private negotiation and sale. To make a technical correction in the terms of the office for the Board of Trustees of Cleveland Community College and to modify the authorization of the delay of Lexington City Board of Education elections in 2021. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to your message received on August 4th, 2021, that the House of Representatives failed to concur in House Bill 64, Senate Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to strengthen confidence in government by increasing accessibility to certain public personnel performance and dismissal records. The President pro tem appoints Senator Ravens, Chair, Senators Sanderson, Crowick, and DeVere on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Hawley.
Noted.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message received on August 5th, 2021, that the House of Representatives failed to concur in House Bill 366, Senate Committee Substitute Fifth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide further regulatory relief to the citizens of North Carolina, the President pro tem appoints Senator Sanderson, Chair, Senators Jackson, McInnes, and Sawyer, on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by the honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sir Holland.
Noted.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate adopt the report of conferees, Senate Bill 150, Conference Committee Substitute, bill to be entitled an act to amend the charter of the city of Morganton to clarify the time period of filing vacancies in the office of mayor and to provide that the city manager shall appoint the city clerk, to update fines in certain voting violations on Lake James, to provide that the elections of the town of Hildebrand shall be held in an even number of years, to authorize the town of Weldon to dispose of certain property by private negotiation and sale, and to make technical corrections in the terms of office of the Board of Trustees of Cleveland Community College and to modify the authorization for the delay of Lexington City Board of Education elections in 2021. When appropriate action has been taken by both chambers, The bill will be ordered and enrolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Noted. Further, the chair directs that as to the ratifications earlier, that all chapter bills will be noted. Representative Warren's recognized to send forth the conference report. The clerk will read.
To the President of the Senate, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the conference is appointed to resolve the difference between the Senate and the House of Representatives on House Bill 84, a bill to the Entitlement Act to apply purposes restrictions for sex offenders. Senate Judiciary Committee substitute adopt 622-21, submitted by the following. Report. The conferees recommend that the Senate and House representatives adopt this report. Date conferees approved. Report, August 10th, 2021. Conferees for the Senate. Senator Britt, Chair. Senator Sawyer, Galley, and Clark. Conference for the House of Representatives. Representative Warren, Chair. Representative Smith and McNeil.
Senator 44D, Chair directs the bill be counted for tomorrow. Additionally, House Bill 911, which was on today's calendar, is removed from today's calendar, will be counted for tomorrow as well. Tomorrow's session will begin at 8:15 for a non-voting session. Going to determine the time to recess too, but that'll be for admin to receive bills as they come in from committee. For what purpose, lady, from New Hanover, Representative Butler Rice?
A point of personal privilege, please.
Lady has four.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to take a moment just to send well wishes to our colleague, Representative Keith Kidwell, and his family on the occasion of the hospitalization of his wife. I am very sorry to hear that, and I'm sure our colleagues, were they here, would join me in that those well wishes. We hope that there is a speedy recovery. Thank
yes,
you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Spoke to him earlier. He's doing a little better. So. Mr. Clerk, the chair is going to strike the referral to Senate Bill 105 that where it goes to rules, so tomorrow it'll go to pensions and retirement and then if favorable to the floor. We need to send the rules, we always can, but they use some duplicating resources and efforts. Members, where we are, and we're going to have session at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and the reason to do that, I believe the Democratic Caucus is going to have a briefing from staff, so I didn't see any of the caucus leaders here, but we're going to afford opportunity to, I guess you'd be the most senior member, Representative Carney, but we're going to afford opportunity for your caucus to have staff in the morning to be briefed on the budget if need be, so we're going to set session at 2 p.m. tomorrow. So. And there will be a notice sent out for deadlines for budget amendments per usual, so those will go out based on the rules. So. The members, for your planning purposes tomorrow, there will be an 8:15 admin session. There will be no votes taken at that time. We will come back at 2 o'clock to actually take up the budget bill. There's also going to be a few other bills on the calendar. Chair doesn't believe those will take too much time, but we'll do those. There will be notice given out on the amendments tomorrow. Part of that delay was to honor requests from the Democratic Caucus for additional time for staff to brief the caucus in the morning, so I think that'll give time for that. The Pensions and Retirement Committee will meet tomorrow to take the bill up. It'll be reported out. That generally is a very short process for the bill is then reported back to the House for us to undertake that at 2 p.m. tomorrow. So members are encouraged to pay note to the any deadlines given as far as to when amendments are due at that time. But there will, question was asked earlier about midnight session. No plan for midnight session. The plan is to roll into Thursday for a normal morning session, but obviously not midnight morning. Just so with that, do we have any notices or announcements? Seeing not, adjourn from Caldwell. Representative Hall recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, August 11th at 8:15 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Carney, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, August 11th at 8:15 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Representative Zarp, Lambeth, Sane, Brisson, Bumgardner, Elmore, Faircloth, Kyle Hall, and Strickland are recognized to send forth Appropriations Committee report. Senate Bill 105, 2021, Appropriations Act, Favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2 and Favorable House Committee Substitute Number 1, and re-referred. House Committee Substitute Number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee Substitute, pursuant to the motion made where the rules referral was restricted, the bill is referred to the Committee on Pensions and Retirement.